Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, Valeria. This is Karina Turpin. I'm calling because I'm having some issues with the pay. I left a message with you last Friday, and I never got a call back. And again, it's happening this Friday. I am not being paid out for the days that I'm working, so I'm trying to get this fixed.
Yeah, did you clock in and clock out?
Yeah.
There's no clock out in the visit.
And on Friday,
there's no clock in and clock out also. I sent you a text message on the 10th, that was, let me see, on Tuesday, asking you if you have any issue with the app, but you say just okay. I was waiting just to let me know if you have any issues so I can escalate it and let you know how I can help you. But there's no report from you or that you have any issue with the app. There's no clock out for Wednesday, Thursday, no clock in and out Friday, and no clock out on Saturday. There's no way to do the visit if there's no, like, clock in and out properly. Maybe you have any issue with the GPS or your signal or your phone giving you issues, but I need you report it to me, like with the screenshots, or let me know immediately so we can follow up, because that's the only way that we have to prove to the insurance and Medicaid that services are being provided properly, you know?
Yeah,
so maybe you can let me know that you forgot, but that's not like a valid excuse for us, because that's part of your job to do the clock in and clock out. But if you have an additional issue that is not...
I know I've been having some phone issues, but I know I clock in, because all the clock ins, like you said, you see the clock ins and stuff, so... Yeah, I know I've been having phone issues with my phone. My phone has been acting crazy. So, I guess that I'm thinking that's the problem. I don't know.
But it's like it's block, or you get stuck when you try to clock out. What happened? Can you give me details so I can escalate it and follow up?
Yes.
When you try to clock out?
Either I know, like, my phone jumps, and I know, like, the internet is not, like, connecting. So my phone has been all over the place. I think it got hacked or something, because nothing is registered on my phone. Sometimes even when I get messages, they don't even come in until days later. It's like a delay on my phone. Like, I can send out a text message, but sometimes I won't even receive a text message till like the next day, and they'll be like, I text you, and I'm like, what?
Got it. Yeah, and all this week, it's the same problem.
Yeah.
Only clocking and clocking and clocking.
Yeah, that's my
you're
problem.
Supposed to finish at 3.
Yeah.
I will advise to my manager, because this you have to be compliant with the EBV, that is electronic visit verification, the clock in and clock out. And
what?
Let me see, you sent timesheets for last week? Just
no one sent me anything for timesheets. That's how I didn't even know.
Yeah, okay. Every time that you have issues with the app or whatever, you have to submit timesheets, okay? You can use always the same links.
You got
it on February the 23rd, that's 1 week. Last week was your second week. Okay, I'm going to resend to you, like, the timesheet links. Keep in mind that timesheets should be sent by Monday noon. So I will add the dates, the exact dates that you have to put in the timesheet, and we will have to confirm with the client, with Madeline, and with my manager, just to let them know that you're having this issues with your cell phone, and maybe they will contact you, or we need to get a resolution as soon as possible in order you can clock in and out properly, because, you know, if you clock in and out each day on time, that means that you're going to receive your payment, your full payment, with any delays. Because we receive several time sheets per day, so we cannot, like, give you the warranty that you will be paid for those days with time sheets. That's another reason why it's very, very important to clock in and out, because the hours go directly to the system, and you will be paid full, you know?
Okay.
So, okay, let me send you now the time sheet links. Can I do it by text message?
Yes, now I have a question. Once I do the time sheet, how long will it take for me to get paid? Is it like the following week or?
Today is Friday. Yes, probably will be the following week. For last week,
I need to know which day. Like, is it going to be on a Monday?
On Friday, Friday the 20th.
So they can't fix it and, like, do it before then?
No, I think they cannot. That's depend on the finance department, but they usually close payroll on Wednesday, and the pays are sent on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the way that they work. Good morning, Karina. Okay. I'm sending.
Because I know most companies have a thing where, like, if there's a complication with pay, and say a caregiver didn't get paid out that Friday, they'll either try to push it through for that Monday, because people have to get back and forth to work.
Right. Yeah. I will let them know to my manager, but. As I said, probably would be on Friday, yeah.
Okay. Can you, I need all the dates from the time that I started. From the time that I started up until now, that was not paid out.
I started
February 23rd, I believe.
You was paid for those days. Already.
No, listen. I even left you a message on Friday, and that's what I was saying. Nobody returned the message. I even said when I got paid on that Friday, the check seemed like it was off, like something wasn't paid out. It was only like four or something. That's what I'm saying. It's no financial department.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. Let's try something. I will call you, I have a meeting today. I will call you around 2:50, and we will clock out together, okay?
Okay. How do I get the dates that I was not paid out for? Do y'all have a payroll department where y'all can see what dates were paid out?
The pay will be on Friday. I can escalate it with my manager, but the pay will be on Friday.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, even when I got the first paycheck, which was last Friday, the pay seemed off, like either y'all not paying me the time and a half for the other 9 hours that she has. That's what I'm saying. I need to someone who can go in there and see what days was paid out, because like I said, when I left you the message, the check seemed off. The math wasn't massive.
Okay, let me check your Facebook 1 second. Are you talking about the overtime?
Yeah, the overtime. I don't think, like, when I got the check, it was like four something, and I worked other jobs, and my check was like five something. I think like $100 was missing or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I see that the overtime was paid in the first check. Do you have access to your pay stubs?
No. That's what I'm saying. I need to know what days was I paid out, because, like I said, it's not adding up.
Okay, yeah. I'm sending you now the pay stubs and the instructions how to do it, okay, so you can review. If you have any question, let me know.
Okay.
I'm sending you the information by email, okay? So please check your email in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay, Karina. Anything else I can help?
So you said you're about to send me over all the time sheet for all the dates.
Correct. Right. By text right. And by email will be like your credentials for you to access to your pay stubs, and I will attach like the pay stubs for the first check, so you can check how many hours you receive, how many overtime, and all the details.
Okay.
Okay, you can reply the message, the email, or call me, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome, miss. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye now.